Sitrep 1SR, US military develops contingency strike plans targeting Iran's Hormuz capabilities. Issued 9:47 Israel time, 6:47 UTC, Friday the 24th of April 2026. Bottom line, US military planners are developing contingency strike options against Iran's Strait of Hormuz assets, including fast attack craft and mine-laying vessels, in the event the current ceasefire collapses, per CNN reporting cited by N12. Oil has risen above $106 per barrel as the US-Iran Hormuz deadlock deepens, while IDF demolition and airstrike activity continues in South Lebanon despite the three-week ceasefire extension announced hours ago. Since the previous Sitrep, the most consequential new development is CNN's report, relayed by N12, that US military planners are actively developing contingency strike options against Iran's Hormuz area assets, including fast attack craft and mine-laying vessels, should the ceasefire break down. Simultaneously, oil has crossed $106 per barrel as the Hormuz deadlock persists with near-total transit suppression. On the Lebanon front, IDF demolition and airstrike activity in South Lebanon continued into the morning hours despite the ceasefire extension, with reports from Bint, Jabail, Hanan, Kirbet Selm and the Tyre district. Iranian leadership Khamenei, Pezeshkian and FM Araghchi publicly projected unity and dismissed internal divisions consistent with the prior Sitrep's reporting. Iran. US contingency strike plans for Hormuz, oil tops $106. US contingency planning, CNN reported, per N12, citing correspondent Tomer Almagor, that US military planners are developing new strike options targeting Iranian capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz in the event the current ceasefire collapses. Options under consideration include strikes on dynamic targets such as fast attack boats, mine-laying vessels, and other assets Tehran used to effectively close the strait. This is the first mainstream source report of a formal contingency plan for kinetic action against Iran's Hormuz infrastructure. Oil markets. Oil rose above $106 per barrel as the US-Iran Hormuz deadlock continued, with Trump's stated requirements that vessels obtain US Navy permission to transit the waterway. The TLDR Iran SIT rep notes only 4 total transits since the conflict began, an 87.6% drop from the pre-war norm of more than 30, and estimates Pentagon ammunition expenditure at $28 to $35 billion, approaching $1 billion daily. Iranian leadership messaging IRAN's Supreme Leader Khamenei praised national unity, stating a fracture has occurred in the enemy due to Iranian cohesion, per IRNA. President Pezeshkian stated there are neither hardliners nor moderates in Iran, only Iranians and revolutionaries, and FM Araghchi asserted that battlefield and diplomacy are fully coordinated fronts in the same war. These statements, sourced from a propaganda outlet, reflect Tehran's information posture, projecting unity in response to Trump's earlier narrative of internal Iranian division. War powers constraint. Al Jazeera reported that Trump faces a War Powers Act deadline of approximately May 1, at which point congressional approval would be required to continue military operations against Iran. This constraint has not been independently confirmed against primary US government sources in this window. Pentagon ammunition depletion. N12 cited a New York Times report that the Iran war has depleted the majority of US ammunition stocks at a cost that leaves the US unprepared for a potential conflict with China or other adversaries. The NYT report itself was not directly available in this evidence set. The N12 relay is the sourcing basis. Lebanon Northern Front. IDF demolitions and airstrikes continue in South Lebanon post-extension. Demolition Operations Al-Manar reported that IDF forces conducted demolition operations in Bint Jael and Hanin on Friday morning. Bint Jael News corroborated that explosion sounds from IDF demolitions in South Lebanese villages were audible as far as the Bekaa Valley, citing the scale of explosives involved. Al-Manar is a Hezbollah-affiliated propaganda outlet. The geographic specificity and corroboration from Bint Jael News make the demolition activity plausible, but IDF confirmation is absent. Airstrikes Quds News Network claimed Israeli warplanes struck the village of Kirbet Selm in South Lebanon. Bint Jael News reported a separate airstrike at dawn targeting the outskirts of Majlazun in the Tyre district, and earlier reported an airstrike on the southern town of Tulin, with imagery of a destroyed home. These reports originate from caution and propaganda-rated sources. No IDF confirmation was available in this window. Reporting conflicts, the ceasefire extension announced hours earlier does not appear to have halted IDF kinetic activity in South Lebanon. Diplomatic posture, Israel's ambassador to the US, Yechiel Leiter, stated, "We hope that together, under your leadership, we can formalize peace between Israel and Lebanon in the very near future." Lebanon's foreign minister told Ashark al-Awsat, "There is no shame in the Lebanese state negotiating with Israel if the goal is to end the war and restore the land." Bint Jael News also reported, citing sources familiar with Saudi FM Bin Farhan's meetings, that Riyadh is pressing for Lebanese internal stability and unified negotiating posture, concerned about Hezbollah potentially destabilizing the government post-war. Israeli strategic assessment Al-Manar amplified a Mariv column by Avi Ashkenazi, stating that Israel's position across all fronts is now worse than before Operation Roaring Lion, and worse in Lebanon and Gaza than it was on February 27. This is an Israeli media opinion piece relayed through a propaganda outlet. It carries analytical weight as a reflection of Israeli domestic debate, but should not be treated as an official assessment Gaza. Artillery fire and civilian access incidents reported. Artillery unconfirmed. Quds News Network claimed Israeli artillery shelled eastern areas of Gaza City. No corroboration from trusted or mainstream sources was available in this window. Civilian access unconfirmed. Quds News Network posted video purportedly showing a Palestinian youth coming under direct Israeli gunfire while attempting to reach his destroyed home in the Beit Lahia project in northern Gaza. The claim originates solely from a propaganda outlet and cannot be independently verified from this evidence set. West Bank settlement, Quds News Network cited the Jerusalem Post reporting that Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich stated settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank is proceeding with full US administration support, including coordination with Trump, Rubio, and Ambassador Huckabee, with more than 51,000 housing units approved. The Jerusalem Post is a mainstream Israeli outlet. The underlying claim warrants treatment as credible pending direct confirmation. Multilateral institutions, Pentagon explores NATO burden-sharing penalties, AI disinformation campaign flagged. NATO burden-sharing. Bint Jibeel News cited a Reuters report that an internal Pentagon email is exploring options to punish NATO members believed not to have supported US operations against Iran. This report has not been independently confirmed against primary US or NATO sources in this window. Treat as a signal pending Reuters publication. AI disinformation Al Jazeera reported on a disinformation campaign using AI-generated fake images and videos of female victims of Iran's government, circulating virally to provide rationale for attacking Iran. The report does not attribute the campaign to a specific state or non-state actor. End of site rep. Full coverage at siterepisr.com.